What's going on, everyone? We are coming to you live from Take a Chance Records in Farmington Hills, Michigan. I'm Will, a.k.a. Siren. We got Nate over here.
Yes, sir.
This is a Take a Chance motherfucking podcast. You feel me?
Well, if you guys were tuned into last week's episode.
Yeah, I'm wearing the same fit.
You would have saw we had TJ Major. Just so happens that right after that episode ended, I mean, we kicked it in the studio for a second.
A little bit of freestyle.
Yeah, a little freestyle. I'm sure y'all saw that.
Check that out. Yeah, make sure you guys stay the whole video.
After the outro.
Yeah, so I'm afraid that people might click off.
There's a few behind the scenes things.
Yeah, just wait. Just take some time. Watch the whole thing, bro. If you enjoyed the whole episode, continue to watch the end. You'll enjoy the end.
Well, like I said, if you watched last week's episode, you got a brief little introduction to who we are interviewing right now. We have artists, producer. What other talents you got? First of all, this is Regrets.
He's got dope ass hair.
Thank you for coming on, man. Really appreciate it.
Hey, man, I do everything, man. I'm a creative. I do engineering. Like you said, I do the producing. But
so you dabble like this dude.
I do dabble like this dude.
For sure.
That's how we got along.
Yeah.
Rex on the beat. Yeah.
They're like Devin, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit of everything.
Dabbles in anything.
So kind of jump into it. What was your upbringing like? You know, where you're from, how old are you?
Originally I'm from here around, you know, the metro Detroit area.
Okay.
I was born in Troy, Michigan, but you know, I lived around everywhere, different areas like Warren, St. Clair Shores, Dearborn area. My mom's side of the family, she grew up in Cleveland, so originally, I spent a lot of time in Cleveland, growing up in Cleveland, when my parents divorced.
What were you doing as a kid? Like, any hobbies outside of music?
Man, I really dabbled just in music and really nothing much other than that. Besides, I did dabble in sports. I tried to try out for the basketball team. All right. Make it.
are you still into like basketball though?
From time to time, you know, I do a pickup game here and there.
I'm saying like you into like the NBA or nothing.
No.
But you still be like hooping?
Here and there. I at the gym type shit.
That's cool.
I do a pickup game or with my boys out at the park type shit.
Alright, so around what age did music really like come into the play for you?
Really all my life. Shit, my dad back in the day, he used to work a lot in the music industry. He went on tour with Akon and stuff like that.
Oh,
that's so dope.
Yeah. We definitely been tapped in with I've been tapped in with the music since I was like the age of like 5, 6, man. I've been in the studio growing up around that, everything.
So when did you like first start dropping your own music?
I first started dropping my own music around 14. I'd say 13, 14 on SoundCloud.
Okay.
I dropped a song with my PS4 headset.
What? Yeah, like some Turtle Beaches or something?
That's crazy. Audacity.
Classic, classic.
On SoundCloud and ended up doing like 5,000 on SoundCloud.
Bro, I would get
right now to this day, it's at 5,000.
You would get 5,000 on SoundCloud and be like, bro, I'm next.
Yeah, dude, I was feeling myself, bro. I feel myself.
I mean, you got to think you're 13, 14 years old. First music,
yeah,
and getting
yeah.
those streams, like, yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, there's something there for sure. Yeah.
First, I started producing, and
came before,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I was tapped in, I was listening to a lot of different music, like Hollywood Undead. I was scrolling through, I remember when TikTok used to be Musically,
mm-hmm. bro. I was big on that,
bro. Yeah. I swear to god, I found Uzi on Musically, bro.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I found Uzi on Musical.ly, and I heard, like, that type of different wave from music. It was, like, 15, 20,
so this is, like, right before he blew up.
Yep. Yeah, right before he blew up. So, like, that era, I was making beats, though. Like, I was always dabbling and making beats. I was always wanting to, you know, be an artist and stuff like that. But what really took me there is hearing that different style of music that, you know, they took a risk and wanting to change that type of music and come with some
change the whole game, bro.
100, bro. I'll be honest. I think those guys like Uzi, Migos, Yachty, those type of guys are the big reason why I decided to become an artist. They are the guys that made me fall in love with it like that and want to make shit on my own like that.
Yeah.
So I feel that 100%.
Yeah. If you look at that change in music, it was like, what, 2015 was like
2016,
who's on the Billboard 2015 was like, what, Macklemore? And dude, if you really check, it was like Macklemore.
Iggy Azalea,
like different types.
Drake, of course.
Yeah, Drake.
Somewhere, of course.
You know, so it was just like generic mainstream music. And then next year, it was like, who do we have? We had Uzi. We had, what, 21 Savage Yachty, coming up.
Kodak.
Yeah, you know, we had like a whole different designer. Shift in music. That made me kind of like, that kind of motivated
Jeremiah
me.
Jeremiah and all that.
Taking that big step and wanting to.
So you got, you like, you found that sound early, though. So like you.
Davies.
So like now. Wait, what are you guys talking about over here?
The other people that were coming up around.
Oh, yeah, well, that were Denzel coming Curry? Up like Double XL freshman class.
Yeah, yeah.
Lil Davies, Lil Dicky,
yeah. Lil Dicky. Lil Dicky,
yeah, all of them.
Definitely underrated.
The dude
guy.
That did the album with Bruno Mars.
Anderson Paak?
Yep.
Yeah. Class too. No, it's dope you like found that sound early, though. That's kind of what I was getting at before said that. But like, you finding that early gave you more time to like get ahead of the curve, ahead of the game, and like really like find that sound for yourself, you know?
Yeah, 1,000%.
Yeah, that's dope as hell. Guy to your right, I don't think we covered it in his episode, but how did you guys meet each other?
Yeah.
Ooh, this is a good question. Ooh. I was scrolling through Instagram, I swear to God, and I seen this like meme page. This meme page that posted. Kudos to.
Yeah, and, kudos too.
And I tapped in with him from that. It was like an AMV animated edited of his song. I was like, damn, he hard.
So
this is at the time where I'm like, I'm fresh coming from over here from Cleveland. My mom had kicked me out for getting expelled from school and shit.
Wait, hold up. Yeah. Can we touch on that?
Yeah, we can touch on that.
What happened?
Man, I ain't gonna lie.
We'll get back to how you met him, but everything leading up to that.
So growing up in Cleveland, my mom would she was working on opening up a nail salon and stuff like that.
Okay.
So we were living in the building of that nail salon. So we had an attic, and we had the basement. But we were going back and forth from like my grandma's house and family members' house and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we were staying in my basement of my grandma's house when we were under construction on the building. But then we ended up moving into the building on the top attic, and we had like an attic. It was like small. Me and my brother had a bunk bed and shit. So I was living in there, and you know, it was kind of like it was not that good of an area. I mean, it's not as worse as Detroit though, but like it's Cleveland, you know. So I'm growing up over there, and my mom, she put me in this school, and you know, it's not that good of a school, you know. It's, you know, they don't got money poured into it, so it's not as good as what I should get because of like, you know, how I am type.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I kept getting like kicked out, and, you know. I would like people would try to pick on me and shit, but like I wouldn't be having that, and I ended up getting kicked out from that school, kind of getting held back. So they held me back instead of getting kicked out. Either get kicked out and have to go to a different school, or they held me back. And I ended up getting held back in sixth grade. And after that, I did that whole year of sixth grade again. So I did 2 years of sixth grade, bro.
Damn.
But that's because I was getting expelled like every other week. I wasn't going to school. Like they were like, it was a tough upbringing over there. But then I ended up transitioning over to like a better area of Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And shit, long story short, ended up going over there. My mom bought a house, and I ended up doing the same thing over there. I ain't gonna lie.
I thought he was about to have a wholesome change for the better.
I was just an asshole, man.
I get it.
You know,
I've changed a lot.
School wasn't for me, man.
Yeah,
100.
And then I ended up trying to find a way to make money and started selling carts and shit. I was like, I had like the first plug on carts. I already took a plea, so I don't know if I'm incriminating myself, but
it's legal now.
It wasn't over there. It was a felony every cart you get. Right,
well, I guess we'll see you soon.
Yeah. So I got caught with a cart. Well, I didn't get caught with a cart. I was selling dab hits in the bathroom during lunch type shit. Dab hits in my school, bro. I was bad, bro. I was trying to figure out all types of different ways to make money, bro.
Carl from Shameless.
I was ninth grade. I was selling an upperclassman. I was the like only one really to bring a cart in like this, like, you know, it was like a suburban Olmsted. It was called Olmsted Falls.
Yeah.
It's a suburban Ohio white school.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I was selling dab hits in the school. And bro, I gave bro the pen. I was coming out the stall, right? And bro left the stall door open, the security guard walking in, right? Security guard walks in, sees bro smacking the wax paint because it's at the end of the stall with the door open. And then he seen me walk out the stall. As he came in, I was walking out the stall, so he seen me in there. And he ended up calling me down to the office and shit, him down to the office. Bro's talking about, I ain't gonna lie, I don't know what happened, but I got expelled and he came back. So I don't know, he snitched on me or something.
Hey, you know,
I couldn't come back, so he came back. That don't make no sense, right?
Yeah. I'm serious, just picturing this shit too. Like,
hey, you know all them rich kids thought you were so cool though. You know they all thought you were like the coolest motherfucker.
I was walking out with like $50 a day.
That's what I'm saying.
Damn, God, bro was hustling.
I was hustling
in a
bro.
School day. That's
so. So are you? If we can touch on this, if you want to cut it, we can. But are you close with your mom?
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, for sure.
That's cool.
Yeah, I still go back over there.
All right, dope.
I was hoping. Take care of my dog.
Oh, that's sick. When you say you got kicked out, I was hoping that it was like you guys like still are close. You know?
Yeah. I go over there every now and then.
That's dope.
Every time I get some time, I'll be working.
Good, that's sick.
So then when does TJ come into the play?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. No, shit. I bet TJ, ever since I met him on through the meme page, we just really tapped in.
Yes, really sir.
Tapped in. He lives close by. He'll call me for whatever he needs, some advice on engineering. He switched to Pro Tools. I've been recording on Pro Tools for a minute.
Yeah.
So, we just kind of bonded on having the same type of dream, having the same type of drive.
I feel that.
Nobody, like, I don't think I connected with anybody around here more than TJ on wanting to be an artist, a creative.
Yeah.
Even he wants to be. He wants to be in philanthropy. Like.
A lot of people don't get
TJ
it.
TJ got a lot of ideas that he don't really be talking about either, you know?
Yeah, type shit. I'm a great cook.
Bro, we'll be on the phone for like 2-3-4 hours, bro, just cooking, talking.
Yeah, the thing is, like, the average person, like, that's looking at you, they don't get it. You know what I mean?
I mean, with you.
Some people get it, you know, but, like, most people, like, just don't understand it until it actually comes to fruition. 100. And they're like, damn, this is what they were saying.
With you, though, it was like, bro, when we were, like, filming the first episodes of this, like, season one, even a little bit of season two, I believe, this dude was still in school. He was coming here, and we were filming a shit ton of episodes, and then he was going back up to school. He was only coming down here, like, maybe once a month, but, like, during school. So you see that work ethic and shit. It made all of us want to do better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. The hardest thing is balancing time. That's one of the things I do struggle with.
That's what I'm saying. Like, y'all talking management. About all this shit. I'm like, how many days are in the week?
No, time management, dude. That's the
biggest struggle right there.
Yeah.
That's like one of the things I try to focus on the most is just my time management.
Yeah,
it gets hard, bro. Life gets in the way. Yeah,
and you gotta be able to
You gotta pay.
It's like no matter how much
you crash your car, you gotta deal with that.
Yeah.
Shit, you know?
Bro, like, I swear.
It's like, no matter how much you want to do shit, bro, like, you still a human.
Yeah.
You still got to do adult life shit.
So, like, when I was in college, I realized this. So, like, with the workload, it's like, you're going to have one bad week a month.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's going to be like, you're going to be flooded with homework. And, like, it didn't really hit me until, like, one time in school. Like, I was really going through it just mentally. Like, it sucked.
Yeah.
And I don't know, just like it made me think about the real world. Like, once a month, 1 week out of the month, you're going to have a rough week. Like, there's going to be something going wrong. Your car, like you said, something might happen with your car. Like, I feel like once everything's going right, it's just like little petty ass bullshit gets in the way and it just throws all your shit off.
Yeah.
And like time management, I try to just keep that. That's like one of my main like values or like principles in life is just like time management.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah, that time management, bro. It's like you look up and so much time that went by. Bro, it was just, what's today, Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, it was just Sunday, bro.
Yeah, this year is going by fast, guys.
Literally, bro, and it's finna be
my
March
birthday
already.
Is about to be here, so I'm hyped.
When your birthday?
19th.
Oh, shit.
February, and then right after your birthday, it'll be March in a blink of an eye.
That's what I'm saying.
Happy early birthday. Yeah.
Hey, bro. Definitely. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem.
Big 23, bro.
Oh, before we actually started recording, you said you wanted to talk about like just your networking process, like who you work with, your artists, producers. You said you wanted to talk on like experiences you've had already in the music industry. So
yeah, I definitely tapped in. I definitely tapped in with the you know, a lot of different people around here ever since I came here to Michigan. You know, I opened up to a lot of open doors came to me, you know. So the one person I really work with, she mentored me kind of. She came and stayed with me for like a good couple of months. I met her through a family friend. My dad used to know, you know, a friend way back.
Yeah.
Southwest Sea's daughter, Lex. She really put me on to, like, you know, like we just talked about, time management.
Yeah.
How to be a professional artist. How to promote yourself. You know, how to come clean, how to come correct.
Yeah.
I met another person. He's like a godfather to me. Chaz. Chaz, he's in work with a lot of people, you know, Future, Chris Brown, Drake. He used to live with Erykah Badu and stuff, and you know, people like that and stuff like that.
Why do I know that name, Erykah Badu?
Erykah Badu.
Yeah, what did she be doing?
Didn't you know?
Yeah, he's like on the, a Cole lot Tyrone? Of like the old school R&B okay, side.
That, yeah,
right. But he did a lot of, you know, he did tracks, you know, on the Hendrix album,
mm-hmm.
a couple Damn. Of tracks on Hendrix album.
Oh,
damn. I don't know if I'm gonna go. I don't know if like late credits are there, but I know. Yeah. I ain't gonna really Jimi Hendrix? Off the song. Yeah, on the credit, on the Hendrix album, Future.
Oh, Future. Hendrix. I was about to say Jimmy.
Future. Yeah, he worked on.
Yeah, when you said that, I was like, what?
Yeah, he's taught. He gave me a lot of tips on producing. A lot of tips on how to mix my beats. Make sure I come correct. How to have change in my flow, so instead of coming stale, you know, a lot of artists really stick with one flow throughout the song. He taught me how to make sure
find those pockets.
make that song sound yep. like a hook.
Yeah, time. I was gonna say when I'm watching stuff, I've also just thought of this on my own, but like, I feel like a formula to a hit song, you just gotta like hum a melody out, mm-hmm. whether you write or punch in, whatever. Go in the booth, you hum out a whole melody across. Just like freestyling, but like humming. You're not actually like saying words.
Mm-hmm.
You find certain pockets. You're like, all right, that one is like the catch to the ear. 100%. That one's going to be the hook. And then you find another part where you're humming a melody and you're like, all right, I'm like more rapping on this. This is going to be the verse. Oh, this part sounds dope. This is going to be a little mm-hmm. bridge or, you know, and then loop back to the hook. I don't know. I saw a 24K Golden video or something. And they were like, it was some executive producer, and he's like, yeah, this is how, like, my songwriting process goes. And I was like, this is really smart because, like, the song came out fire. Like, I don't know. I don't even know where I was going with that, but, yeah.
No, yeah. Remind me. I sent it to Chance in the podcast account. It was this dude, and he was showing how, he would walk up to a dude and be like, okay, Justin Bieber, go. And he would say, like, what mic Justin uses, what.
Oh yeah, like the vocal chain and stuff like
yeah,
that.
What, oh. all yeah, all the stuff. Where's it at? All the EQs, all the auto tune. Mm-hmm. Like, where's it at?
Yeah, that's sauce, man.
I'm like, bro, that'd be sick. Pay attention to that shit and do that shit for one of my songs. Like, if we could, you know, that'd be sick.
100%.
No, and that's why it's dope. Like, connecting with you guys too, just because like I don't know who you guys know. You don't know who we like. You know, like it's just like beneficial to both parties to just network with each other and collab with each other and just. Yeah.
I done a lot of music, man. I got some shit with Helluva. I got some shit.
For real?
Oh, really?
Yeah. I produced some shit with Samuel Shabazz that didn't come out yet. I don't know if it will come out, but we did some shit a long time ago. Back in the minute, he works with like Babyface Ray and all them.
Oh, that's dope.
I did a lot of I learned from a lot of people. You know, people working with them people give you knowledge, give you structure, mm-hmm. kind of. It kind of gives you what's the word I'm missing, like experience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there's another cat, man, I want to touch base on that really shape-shifted my sound, man. Is a dude from Colorado. His name is Noe. He worked with a lot of different people. He's known for making hooks in the industry and stuff like that.
Okay.
Oh, that's
worked with like a lot of people all the way from Slipknot to like Carly Rae Jepsen.
What?
Like
fuck.
Yeah, that's some range.
He did Secrets to Run Republic.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm allowed to put that out there, but I'm going to ask him before you put that. But he definitely shape-shifted my sound.
Yeah.
I went out there for like a week. We made some of the best music I could have ever possibly made.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely gave me a different approach on how I can really tap into type of songs. coming from, you know, it's always good to work with different people and take ideas from other people.
Yeah, bro.
You could really benefit from that.
I always say I want to be like, I never want to be the smartest person in the room. Like, yeah. I want to be gaining knowledge from other people. I want to be picking other people's brains, asking questions. Why do I do this? You know, why this? I don't know. I've always said that I want to be not the smartest in the room.
Yeah.
Kind of back to your music, though. We were saying, you were just talking about you found your sound, really, with that guy in Colorado, yeah. right? I forgot what you said his name was.
His name is Noe.
Noe? Yeah. Okay. All right, yeah. So you said, like, you changed your approach. And, like, I want to ask, what necessarily do you mean by that? Because you were playing some music in the studio, and you have range, bro. Like, mm-hmm. you're sounding like the poppy, Ian Dior, yeah. like I said, like Young Pinch type of sound. And then you come Detroit, you know, like.
So I experienced how to actually make a catchy song out there. Actually, you know, have a song with substance that, you know, gravitates towards everybody that
people can relate to it.
That people can relate to. We call number one smashers, you know?
Yeah.
I want to make a number one hit. I want to make a song that
the whole world can.
You, yeah.
When you perform it, you don't have to sing it because mm-hmm. the crowd's doing it for you. Exactly.
That's the yeah. type of music I want to make. So that's why I'm very critiqueful, like TJ said. I'm very critiqueful on what I drop. So I don't really have a lot of music out because I want to make sure I'm giving everybody the best me and the best thing possibly that I can, you know?
Yeah.
I want to try to change the world with my music.
You're, you know? Dope, so you're bro. Just like a perfectionist, like he was saying,
yeah.
how he is. Hell yeah. What would you say, because, I mean, you don't have a lot of music out, like you said, but, like, what would you say, like, your favorite song out that you have right now is?
My favorite song out is probably Spaceship or Hurt Now.
Okay.
Yeah, Spaceship or Hurt Now.
What was that one you played in the studio? The one that I said you sounded like Ian Dior on, like that pop song.
Oh, See Your Face. That's coming out soon. Stay tuned for that. That's coming out this month. At the end of the month.
All right. Be dope. Yeah. Oh wait. So, it'll be out by the time this episode's out.
Yes.
So we can talk about it.
Face, check that out. It's gonna be hard.
Yeah.
What's it like for upcoming music in 2024? What are you expecting?
So upcoming music in 2024, you're definitely gonna see a lot of regrets out. Not gonna lie, I'm planning something nice. I'm planning something professional. I want to come with a nice approach. So I'm gonna try that. You know, that nice little waterfall effect.
Mm-hmm.
Drop a single after single. I'm gonna give y'all a nice little taste of what I got coming for real. So when I do drop that album, y'all are gonna really want to listen to it.
Yeah, I'm gonna tap in.
Easter.
We're kind of coming down to some quick hitters, but it doesn't have to be quick. You can take your time on whatever answers.
Yeah,
but
do what you do.
Do you ever get a creative block?
Yeah. Every now and then, I do definitely have to take a break. I was just actually speaking on this with TJ.
We talk about everything.
Yeah, we talk about literally. Everything. Like at times, I feel like I'm making kind of. Every time I go in, I can make a song like this. If you ask me to make a song, go in there and make a song for 15 minutes, I can make a song. I can come out with something for you.
A nice one,
a catchy one. But I don't want it to sound like the same thing that I just did a week ago.
Yeah.
You know, I really kind of, you know, someone once told me that, you know, what you listen to is kind of what's gonna have a motivation to what you're going to put out.
Inspires it, yeah.
Yeah. So It's a tough game when you want to find a different sound and find something to talk about because you make substance music. You don't go on a song and, you know, not dissing, you know, any rappers that, you know, do be having fun on the mic and just be freestyling and saying whatever because that shit's hard, you know?
Yeah.
But I want to make something that relates to people because I have a message to
produce. Mean something.
Yeah.
So yeah, they both are a different kind of art, yeah.
I definitely do have a creator, you know, a creative block when it comes to that because, you know, like I said, I want to have the best me music. So I'm going to take a break and experience life because, you know, the more you experience life, the more you have to talk about.
Which, you know?
You know, we live life for a reason, you know. There's information. Everything means something.
Knowledge is power, man. So
if you sit down and take a break and live life and then go back on that song and make something, you know, make something that matters.
You got something to talk about.
You're going to have a slapper.
Yeah, a slapper. I love that.
A slapper.
Oh, God.
What would you say your biggest weakness is as an artist, though?
Ooh, that's tough. My bigness, weakness. My biggest weakness is probably being on top of myself about getting content out to these people, man.
Yeah.
You know, these people need to see me. These people need to love me. You know,
you're your brand, man. Yeah, like, yeah. You know,
I got the knowledge on the business aspect. I know how to promote myself. I know how to do it. But there is times in my life where I feel like I just don't be on top of what I need to be on top of.
Well, yeah.
And you know, I beat myself up for that. And I'm gonna try to be a better me this year, you know, and try to come up with the best, you know, quality content I can for mm-hmm. everybody.
Hell yeah.
That is dope.
That was well said.
Very well said.
If you could make a collab album with any artist in the music industry, who would it be and why?
Ooh, this is hard.
You had two hours to think about it, bro.
That's what I was. I'm surprised these aren't pumping out.
So I got different aspects. I would definitely probably do a joint project with Uzi. I respect it. It would have been either X or Juice. Like I would have wanted to been on the members only project.
We got Juice up there.
You know,
right there with Future in the middle.
Yeah,
my little Juice.
Yeah,
that's fire. J. Cole right there too.
That's hard.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Nate did all.
I would definitely do Uzi. Definitely do a project. With
I love
Uzi.
That answer.
Fucking crazy.
That would be that fire. Answer. Who would you want to produce it?
I would have to be on there, man. The whole Working on Dying people would have to be on there.
That'd be cool.
Like, who else? Who else? I name a couple underground people that I fuck with. I would definitely have to bring my boy my boy TJ Major on there for sure.
He's on dogging him.
On a production credit. But mostly me, bro. I would mostly try to do me. I want to work on a lot of my production. I got a lot of beats in the stash. I make everything, so I would
dope.
Definitely probably do mostly me. Different people probably, like, you know, Metro, working on that, like Filthy. You know, all them different producers.
Do you do music full time?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
No, not full time. I work on the little customer service side. I work at a hotel and shit.
Like, you have another? All right, I just want to. Yeah, I wasn't sure.
A little
if you
side
were,
thing.
I wasn't sure. Thing. I wasn't sure if you were doing it full time or not.
No, I wish. Shit, everybody need that little nice little hustle.
Hell yeah,
definitely.
A little side hustle for sure. If you could have a dinner with five people, dead or alive, who would it be?
Man, this is gonna be Pops for sure. Man, dead or alive?
It's
both. I would definitely do X on there.
Ooh,
I would do Kanye.
Mm.
Shit, man, who else is a good topic? Man, I got three, right?
Yeah.
So I said my pops. I said
X.
X.
Yay.
Yay. Ooh, this is.
It's an interesting table.
It is an interesting table. Yachty.
Yeah.
Yachty, I have to go on there. Who else after Yachty? Who else is an interesting person to talk to? Man. I would have to do Mac Miller.
Ooh.
Hard.
Hey.
I would have to do Mac Miller.
Ahead, I didn't see that one coming.
I was going to say Juice, but Mac Miller is definitely, he's a mystery. Like, it's a mystery. I don't know how it would be to talk to Mac Miller.
I think you guys can make some beautiful shit, man.
I know what you're going to say. Go ahead.
No, I wasn't going to throw you under the bus about Mac Miller. I was going to, this guy, I don't even want to say it. It's a disgrace to say that.
I know, like, one Mac Miller song.
I'll
be listening. I don't even think I said that.
I'm not going to lie. I tapped in with him after he died. Like, for I knew real? Of him. I knew songs of him. Don't get me
That's
wrong.
That's the thing.
That was hard. But I didn't really, like,
you
fall in love
to
with
him?
His music until after he died.
Hey, you know the only Mac Miller verse?
Like, I know a good handful of songs. Yeah. I can name you a handful of songs that I really
was
like.
The Way with Ariana Grande. That was the only Mac Miller verse I knew.
Yeah, that song's a hit, though.
Hey, tap in because you would, really, you would resonate with his music.
I've been, like, Chance is a big Mac, and so are you, and so is Devin, so I've heard a lot of Mac. And I don't get me wrong. I understand the legend that he is, and I understand that he makes really good music, especially since I've been working here. Yeah. I get it. But I'm also the type that I really don't want to get into somebody after they're dead. You know?
Just makes you feel like a fake fan, you're saying?
Yeah, like but oh, I miss him so much. No, bro.
I disagree.
I didn't like him.
Yeah, I disagree
when he was alive.
Too.
Like, I wasn't listening to him. I didn't care to listen to him when he was alive.
It's like,
I think I enjoy it. Like, it's good music. Don't get me wrong. But it's not like I'll be adding it to my playlist.
It's not like it hits home for you type of deal, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. It's almost like discovering a new artist, though.
That's respect, though, because opinion is opinion.
Pretty much.
They just did.
Like, legit. You know? I like one song of a guy that, like, it came out after they died. And it was on Quavo's recent album. It was him and Takeoff.
I mean.
That's the only song I
like. All right, but, like, it's no different than, like, we were born after Tupac or like Biggie died, but like we still like their music.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's pretty much the same thing, essentially.
We like Kurt Cobain and all that, and they were dead before we even got here.
I don't disagree, but at the same time, those guys aren't on my playlist either. Yeah. You know, like if I hear it in passing, I can rap like a little bit.
No, I know. I was just using it as like an example.
That's a perfect example. Same thing with Mike. You know how the day I found out who Michael Jackson was the day he died.
For real?
And then I became
me
a
too.
Fan in that like 2 week spam.
Me
where,
too, bro.
Where MTV,
for real?
They were posting all the music.
I knew
videos.
Of him, but I didn't know like what he looked like.
You didn't know like who he
was.
I was
like in third grade when he died, bro.
Yeah. Yeah,
me too.
We were young.
Yeah, bro.
I think we're the same age.
It was 2008. Oh, yeah, it was
I'm 22. I'm turning 23 in March.
Bro, yeah, we all the same age.
I think when this episode drops, I'll be 23.
I'll be 23 when this episode comes out.
I'll be 23 in September.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, we're all the same age. So
the same thing about Mac, though, that I like is, like, me and Chance were talking about this last night at the album release party, actually. Because, like, that's who he, like, wants to emulate. Like, he wants to be, like, a Mac Miller, like, sounding with the range and everything. Like, that's his guy.
Yeah.
He was saying he's, like, he's the only artist that really, like, every album is different. Like, it's not like a specific sound. Like most artists, their albums all, you know, it's a similar sound because that's their sound.
Yeah.
But like Mac has like crazy range. Like whatever he feels like going on that day, whatever his mood is, like he can do a little bit of everything. You know.
Yeah. He definitely has a lot of inspiration from a lot of different genres, and I feel like he wanted to match it together.
Yeah.
Did you see our big painting of him, the big thing of him in there?
The mural. On the booth.
Of Mac Miller?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
I didn't see that either. Yeah. I got to go see that after this.
Yeah.
Next thing I kind of wanted to ask you was, wait, that was the dinner table, right, when you brought up Mac?
That was his last one.
Yeah, it was my last
one. All right, so.
I'm surprised you didn't say Uzi, by the way.
So who?
Yeah, I feel like you.
You got the album with Uzi.
Yeah,
you know you can
like
top it up then.
Right.
Uzi would be cool to talk to. But DoorDash. Like, I want to leave with something.
Lil Yachty, I bet could give you some really good like.
Lil Yachty's one of the most. Yeah,
he's only. You know how young he is.
Yeah,
he's like 26, right?
Yeah,
like 26.
Bro, I was talking to at the album release party. Yeah, he's 26.
Wow.
Someone said he was like 30.
Dude,
like,
that.
Bro, I swear he's like 25.
How do you feel about Let's Start Here?
The alternative
like
album.
Yeah, the alternative. It's like a psychedelic
I fucked with like two of the songs on there. Bro.
Like where you actually go back to them and like play them like quite often, right?
Let me see what I liked on there. I listened to it. I remember listening.
No. Some newer shit, some recent shit.
Yeah, it's like a psychedelic alternative. Like it's not his original music. It's like
this
crazy.
This was after that Pink Tape shit, right?
We're talking about Yachty. Hey, we're talking about Yachty.
Yachty.
Oh,
Yachty.
Oh,
there.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah. The Alchemist is a really good song on that album.
I like, what's it called? Drive Me Crazy.
Drive Me Crazy. Is
that's
a good
one.
I'll be honest.
No, but I think that album.
It's definitely more production ridden and more creativity.
That's my thing, though. I can respect his ability to be able to think outside the box like that and do that to push his career and like. What's the word I'm looking for? Is aura or what's that word?
Presence.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. That's not the word I'm looking for, but legacy.
Legacy.
Like push his legacy like
I mean, bro,
in a different direction. Because he had a way different sound when he was younger, right? So, like, to show that he has that versatility, it makes me respect his work ethic a lot.
He has a way
more
of staying on.
Yeah. And that's definitely the thing.
You know?
I hate it, love it, like it, don't like it. The newer shit that Yachty been doing, it cemented him.
Yeah. Yes. And I think, like, as an album, when you drop an album, it's got to be, like, a cohesive piece of work.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You got to view it as almost one song.
It's a story.
It's like a painting.
And I don't think the average listener, like people that don't like or aren't as invested into music as we are, they don't like get that. They'll shuffle it. Like a person will drop an album, they'll shuffle it and hear just like,
fuck no.
Like, dude, you got to, if you're going to listen to an album,
you
start to finish.
Anyone view it.
And you
got to
digest it as one whole piece, like a masterpiece, a project.
Yeah.
And I feel like the average listeners don't do that.
That's like that's why you notice, like,
that's what singles are for, man. Like,
exactly. Like the best albums, you don't put in your other playlist.
That's what I'm saying.
You only listen to it when you run and sit down and listen to the whole album.
That's what I'm saying. And that's why, all right, so like, yeah, Yachty's Let's Start Here. It's like, I like some of the songs. They're not songs I'm going to go back and show my boys or play when I'm driving somewhere, you know? It's not something I'm going
to
listen to in the club, you know, like just like whatever. I'm not going to play it. But like as a cohesive piece of work, it's a great album.
It's insane.
Great album.
Hell yeah.
You got to view it as like a full thing. And I just feel like people don't do
that. It's like a movie. Yeah. It was a good movie.
Same thing with this Teenage Emotions album.
That album's a really good. I'll go back and listen to some of those songs, though. Wasn't Peekaboo on that album?
Yeah, bro, Peekaboo.
That,
bro, he had
that
the one with
the Migos,
Diplo.
Of course.
He had the one with Diplo on there.
All night I've been watching you.
Yeah, Forever Young.
Yeah, Forever Young.
That's hard.
That's like, y'all fuck with like the artist he be signing, Yachty?
Caribou.
Caribou hard, Caribou. Bro.
I feel like I've heard that name.
I'm not hip.
He has Caribou. Oh, DC Two Trill, bro. DC Two Trill.
I've heard that name.
He blocked me on Instagram. Bro.
Why?
Man.
You said who?
Man, it had something that I was just hitting him up on some, like, you know, trying to tap in with him.
I feel you.
He's blocking.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Hating. He was hating. I ain't gonna lie. He was hating. Tap in with me, man. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, cool,
I want to talk about that.
Yeah.
Like, who y'all talking about, though?
DC Two Trill. He's an artist under Yachty's label. He's hard, though.
Oh, okay. I don't think I heard of him.
I'm not really hip. To be honest, the guys that, like, before I started working here, the guys I would listen to, like, these guys, are kind of, like, the only mainstream shit I listen to now, you know? Like, if I'm listening to new music, it's shit of people I know.
Yeah.
People that record in here.
Stuff coming out of here.
Yeah. Unless it's someone I really give a fuck about. Like, I listen to new Drake. I listen to new Justin Bieber. Like, a deadass. But other than that, I'm sticking to the people I know.
Yeah. So, I mean, you kind of just named quite a few artists for your dinner table.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you say, like, your top five artists are? Is it pretty much that same thing?
Yeah, I'd say...
Because it doesn't have to just be, like, rap-based or, like, hip-hop-based.
I would definitely say my top artist probably would have to be, like, man, this is hard. But, like, J. Cole, number one top artist.
Anyway, before you finish your list, I think J. Cole has been on one of the craziest feature runs we have ever seen in the last 2-3 years. And I think he is cementing himself as potentially a top three rapper of all time.
Bro. Go the last 4 years,
he is the
GOAT. I'm not going to lie, bro.
Definitely.
I think he's like very, like he's there, bro.
Man.
He's knocking on the door that he's the GOAT.
Do 5 years.
Definitely.
His 5-year run of features.
No, I know.
He's been on that shit with Young Thug a lot with 21 Savage. He's been on some
iconic.
His music
like,
is like reading the Bible,
bro.
Every time you go back to a song, you just it's just like something else you picked out of that or whatever he says, something creative.
Bro got timeless.
You can hear it. You can hear
it's
it.
He's just
like
an icon now.
Types of
he's just a different breed,
song.
You know?
Anyways, that was one.
That was one, yeah.
So, J. Cole, I would definitely have to say X, Juice.
R.I.P. Juice, R.I.P.
Yep.
Uzi. Man.
Oh, finish this list strong.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You feel me?
The fourth is always hard.
The
fifth. We either have to go from either Lil Wayne, Kanye West, or Drake.
Any of those.
I'll take all those answers.
Except if any of them.
Nah, you're good. I'll take all those.
Can't leave Wayne out of top five.
There's
been some
crazy ones, bro. He's up there too.
I think Wayne is the greatest rapper to ever touch a mic. Oh
my God. No, for real, bro. When I say that, people be looking at me crazy.
I think Wayne is the greatest rapper to ever touch a mic.
Is amazing. Amazing.
For real. That Rod 49.
Oh, yeah, where he was rapping on Detroit beat?
Hey,
What's that, baby? That shit was tough. It was. I actually fucked with that. I was like, yeah, that's pretty cool. But I just have a hard time. Like, I can't cement the GOAT. I can't do it. There's been, like, if you win a numbers.
Who's your GOAT?
My
greatest. All right, I'm not saying who has the best career. Like, who is the best rapper?
Bro.
Like, because you could say Drake is, like, the greatest artist right now, but I'm saying
with Wayne's producer
for real.
Yeah, that did. He did "Drunk in Love." He did "How to Love" by Lil Wayne.
Mm.
That's cool.
He did a lot. He's the one who got me tapped in with like a lot of different people, but like a lot of allegations that came up on him.
Oh shit!
You know, I don't know what's true, what's not true, but
we won't speak on that.
That has nothing to do with how good of a. You know, of a beat maker, how he was.
Yeah.
What he taught me. So.
Yeah. He was good at that.
Yeah. He was good at that. But I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. I'm innocent.
Honestly, I was.
I'm innocent.
Wayne had that conversation, but I personally think it's Eminem.
They can be 1A, 1B for me. That's what I'm saying. That's fine.
Them two, I think.
Yeah.
It's Slim, and I think it's Wheezy, baby.
What is your favorite album of all time with no skips?
Man, favorite album of all time with no skips. This is gonna be crazy because it's so different. It's probably gonna have to be Views by Drake.
Ooh.
Oh, I love that answer.
Ooh, that's definitely Views by Drake. Fuck. Another project. This is different.
Okay.
The Trippy Red album, that Trip at, what is it? Trip at, not Trip at Night. Life is a trip. Something like that.
Is that the one with what song is that?
Man, it's got like
Taking a Walk, is that what it's called?
It's got Taking a Walk on there. Forever Ever on there.
Yeah.
It's got Shake It Up on there.
Yeah, I know exactly what
album. It's got a ton of bangers. I could listen to that song from top to bottom. That's a good album.
Hell yeah.
Good record.
If you had a gun to your head and you got to sing every lyric to a song in order to stay alive, what song are you picking?
I did that last episode, and no one reacted to it.
This is easy, bro. 151 by JID, bro.
I fuck
really.
151 room.
You're not gonna mess up one word.
I could mess up one.
Go
word.
Right now.
Let's play it.
Play that.
We don't got a gun. Don't worry. We don't got a gun.
Just imagine that you hear the
chance in the other room with a double barrel shotgun. It's like.
Right.
Yeah,
151, you said.
Okay, I can't.
I get the point.
I used to be able, bro. That's one of my favorite songs. All right.
Nah, bro. I really like his music a lot.
Oh, yeah, Gang Related is hard too. Yeah, by Logic, that's hard too. Mm-hmm.
Gang Related.
I fuck with Logic.
I used to listen to Logic faithfully, bro. Back in like ninth grade,
bro.
Eighth grade, yeah. Like I used to like Fade Away and.
No, we're good.
Yeah,
no, Logic's hard.
Logic hard, bro.
Didn't he like retire or something though?
Nah, he's back.
He started doing like gaming and stuff, and he had like a dad. Right. You know, he got kids. You know,
he's just like a character. Like he's just Logic. Now. Yeah, like Drewski. He's just Logic.
Yeah, he's making money off streams.
I fuck with Logic.
I kind of grew out of his music,
bro. Yeah.
But didn't he announce retirement though?
He did say he was retiring, but then he dropped more music after that.
So that's a publicity stunt right there.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I think he truly meant to. I think he truly was actually thinking about it.
Well, the final question, where do you see yourself 10 years from now?
Man, 10 years from
top
now,
of the
I'm
charts.
I'm hoping I'm having some power.
Some power.
I'm hoping I'm having some power. Like, same thing, I'm in a hotel business. I know how to manage hotels and stuff like that. It's like my first job I ever started doing. My dad's a regional manager, stuff like that. So I ended up picking that up. So what I'm going to do is, you know, I'm going to try to probably invest in some hotels when I get my money.
Hell yeah.
Maybe some deal money or whenever I blow up or if I do something else. Excuse me. But definitely 100% going into hotels, real estate, foreclosure buildings, anything of that sort. Houses, anything of that sort. I want to do that. I honestly want to. I want to build a collective. I want to start. You know, I want to be able to be a creative, find artists. You know, make a label.
Yeah.
You know, run my own kind of brand, mm-hmm. and try to promote as much as possible, and yeah. you know, stay in the music industry as much as possible. I enjoy it, but you know, all things do come into an end. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to at least mentor somebody, or you know, be in the game as like either an engineer or, you know, as much as possible.
Staying around.
But also, facts, I do like film too as well.
All right.
So yeah. I definitely probably, you know, take a peek into the acting world.
Hey.
Try to tap in with the acting world and definitely try to either do a TV show or a movie or something like that.
Hell yeah. Well, it seems like both you guys know what you guys want to do, and it's just all coming down to execution at this point, right? Mm-hmm. So
yes,
I'm wishing you guys nothing but the best, man. This has been they've been here what, 3 hours now?
Yeah.
This has been a great 3 hours, bro. Yeah, like bro. I really respect you guys after hearing how you guys work, your work ethic, yeah, man. Like, keep it up for real. Like, you guys got something going. I want to see you guys shine, man.
Yeah, keep killing it for real.
I appreciate that, man, for real.
You got anything before we sign off? You got any shout outs you want to give before we sign off?
Oh yeah. Shout out to my, you know, shout out to the pop, shout out to the OG, you know, shout out TJ too as well. You know,
dogging him,
working back and forth, you know, feeding each other energy, you know, motivation and stuff, trying to get it cracking, and you know, shout out to everybody who support me and stuff like that. Go check out that EP, that 4-song EP. Give Me a Moment.
Yep.
Go check out those singles. Mm-hmm. I got I Don't Want to Say Goodbye on there. I got Hurt Now, Spaceship. I got different types of hitters on there as well. It's two of us.
Links gonna be in there.
Yeah, links will be in the description. Trust me. Take my word for it. This guy's got range. He can rap. He can sing melodically. I mean, bro, he can do whatever he wants.
He's worked with, bro. Like, yeah. That should tell you, dog.
Yeah, no, you got something going, man. Yeah. I'm excited to watch it grow, man. Like, for real.
Yeah, yeah.
So I appreciate you guys coming on, for real. Because this has been a good time, so, man. Don't be strangers. You know, stay in touch.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm trying to get in the lab with y'all, for sure. Cook up on something.
Let me know when you guys have some free time, man.
But,
yeah, bro, for sure.
Honestly, a lot of free time.
Yeah, we'll be around, man.
Pull up.
Yeah, don't be strangers.
This guy lives 7 minutes away from me.
All right,
really?
Say less.
How far y'all live from out here?
Huh?
How far y'all live?
Good. Yeah. 15.
What was your drive?
That's not terrible.
It was only 15.
It really was like 15 minutes.
That's closer than us, bro.
Because my people,
we got 45-minute drive.
Yeah. Where you guys stay at?
We're downriver. Yeah, I'm from Flat Rock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it's across the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, but yeah, no, right, don't be strangers, fam. Like,
for real, bro.
Always stay in touch. I want to keep networking, man. This has been a great, great podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Both episodes. Go check out TJ's episode.
Yes, sir.
All of his stuff's in his episode, link in the description.
Yeah.
Same for him. So, yeah, I think that's wrapping it up.
What a day.
You got anything you want to do?
No, man. These were fun, man.
Hell yeah.
I've had a blast. Time.
So,
yeah.
For the people that don't know, we are now on Apple Podcasts and Spotify Podcasts. So if you prefer to listen to it on there, go subscribe, go download.
I know it's hard to see.
You're trying to get through that 8-hour work day.
Yep.
You get tired of listening to music.
We got enough content out. We got enough content.
We got at least a good, like, 50 hours of content out.
Easily.
Yeah, that's
it can get you through a work week, for sure. Huh?
I appreciate the work ethic.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Definitely.
We had a little moment where we slacked off for a second, like 3 months. It was a little dry period.
But we both just kind of had to.
We slapped each other in the face. And
that's
like, all
basically
right, bro,
what
let's
it was.
Get back on
we just
it.
Both had to talk to each other and we were good.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think it's going good right now.
No,
I hope y'all are
great.
Enjoying what we're putting out.
Yeah,
and
for
I think
real.
We've had some really talented guys. I mean,
hell yeah.
Right here.
Well, like I said, go follow Take a Chance Podcast, especially on like TikTok, Instagram,
YouTube.
Yeah, everything. I mean, they're probably watching it on YouTube if they're watching this.
I'm an idiot. Or they're streaming it on Apple.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, with that being said, like, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you guys with episode number, I don't even know, next Sunday. But, yeah, I don't know. We're signing off.
Stay tuned.
Peace out.
We will.
I've been smoking ass to take the pain away a lot. I said, baby, you've been getting me. I hope that you've been missing me. I hope I can at least just make your day a couple times a week. I love when you run fingers through my hair. It makes me fall asleep. Every time I hear my ringer going, I hope you're calling me. I've been just counting on the time till I see your face, till I see your face. I hope that I've been on your mind, cause I miss you. You miss me, babe. Cause honestly, I just been stuck up on a bad vibe. I hope that you don't look at me like I'm a bad guy. Cause honestly, I just been counting on the time till I see your face, till I see your face.
Yeah, no, it can go anywhere.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to have a good radio.